Final evaluation.
For your FMP?
For the FMP.
Okay, and first of all, can you tell me two of your strengths?
Two of my strengths were to do some of the marketing, like help with branding and also acting in the trailer.
Yep, and explain a little bit more.
For the acting in the trailer, it was mostly just to like stay in character a lot and remember my lines, which I think I did pretty good at since I stayed consistent in a lot of the scenes.
Yeah.
And in marketing, it was to make a brand that everyone can agree on and like overall that we can use that isn't too complicated but isn't too simple at the same time.
Good. What would you say were weaknesses that you want to develop in those two areas?
Weaknesses was definitely in acting for the... Yeah, for the trailer one, it was definitely try to stay focused and not like daze out or anything.
Yes. Okay.
And for branding, it was trying to make the brand to be a PG transparent thing we can use, but it like kind of blurred out and I didn't know how to fix that yet. So.
Yes. Okay. Good. So explain areas where you had to adapt when planning got changed, when things got changed. What did you do? How did you help to try and resolve any issues? What were the issues?
I'd say like the first issues were like last minute changes that were constantly happening that you had to keep track on.
Changes to what?
Like the script or change of scenes and stuff to avoid continuity.
Good, okay. Explain. Okay, what improvements would you make to planning of a new event? You know, if you were going to do something, produce something again, what would you change in the planning stages?
To change in the planning stages, I think it's like making sure there's like no continuity in the next script that we're doing, so it's not like last minute changing when we're in the middle of filming and actors have to learn their new lines last minute.
Yeah. Okay, good. Can you just describe how effective you thought your contributions were to your contribution to everything towards the film and what's happening now downstairs?
I think the biggest effect to my contributions to the trailer is just literally to be like doing the branding for the merch and film itself and playing as one of the main actors for the film that we're doing.
Okay, so explain a little bit more. Why was it so successful, your branding?
My branding was successful for the film since it's something recognisable and unique on its own that people can recognise.
And what was it about the branding that made it unique to that film? What was the word you used?
Different.
So what was the branding? What was it?
Simple.
Yeah.
But also unique.
Yes. And what was the title of the film?
Billy.
Yeah. So you actually just used the word, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And explain, how did you use it? What was...
I just used the word and worked around it with making it match the theme of the film.
Exactly, that's what I was getting at. Good. And why were you so successful as being the mother, Annie?
Being successful as the mother, Annie, was because I remembered my lines and I just kept it really simple and just went along with whatever the director was telling me to do.
Yeah. Okay. Can you explain how effective other people were? What did they do? What were the different roles that people had?
The effective roles people had, like Archie and Finley, was when they did filming behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Or Chasney with the directing, or even the people who were part of the cast themselves, like Ewan and Ewan R.
Yeah. So why were they successful then? What made it successful?
They made it successful because all their contributions matter and it working together easier.
Okay, and then the final one. What improvements would you make to any future, like a future film that you were going to produce?
Improvements I would make to future film I would produce was mostly, like I said, it's mostly just going over the script and making sure there's no continuity with like mistakes that we have to change and for the story to make sense.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Stop.